Thank you all for having me here tonight. Much like Mr. Bell said, I want to give honor to God. If it wasn't for him, this would not be possible at all. Thank you for the Republican Party for having us here tonight to be able to express our concerns and what we could do to move this county forward. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Aaron Acree, and I was born and raised here for 36 years here in Trigg County. I'm a graduate of 2008 of Trigg County High School. I was employed at the Lake Barkley State Park. After that, I advanced to put in my application locally here at the Katy's Police Department, where I worked under the command of Chief Hollis Alexander for about 4 years. After that, I continued to pursue my dreams in law enforcement. And 2015, where I went to the Kentucky State Police Academy, where I worked as a trooper. And I worked post one, post two, and I was very honored to do some great things in the state police as far as legislative protection, and I've won awards on DUIs and occupant protection. Then after that, I got a phone call in 2020 where I was asked to be appointed sheriff. Like any other young officer in their career, I was more worried about being self-serving. I thought, I'm living my dream. I love what I do. I love serving the Commonwealth. And I gave it some thought, talked to my wife, and gave it some more thought. And this was an opportunity for me to come back and serve right here in my home community. And I did that. And when I first took office, I made a promise to keep our community safe, to serve with bravery, and ensure that every resident of our community can feel secure in their business, the roadways, daily lives, and most importantly, their homes. Over the past 5 years, my incredible team and I have worked tirelessly to uphold that promise, and I'm proud to stand before you today, having delivered some amazing results. With modifications of modern policing, I'm proud to say we have maintained 24-hour coverage for law enforcement here in our community, including myself, as well as answering calls alongside my fellow deputies, which you will see some of those here in the back. And just a little bit on that, prior to my appointment, the Trigg County Sheriff's Office never maintained consistent 24-hour manpower. And what that means is, after the hours of midnight, if you were to call for a police officer or a deputy that was in the county, the chances are that either one was close to being off duty or one had to be woke up and they had to get dressed to respond to your needs here in the community. We've also integrated updated technology in our deputy patrol cars to better assist their duties in serving our community, including outfitting vehicles with internet services. This wasn't done before 2020. Real quick, agency statistics show that violent crimes have decreased by over 60%, which include burglaries have decreased just over 40%. In the year of 2021, there were 213 criminal arrests that were made, and in the year 2025, just over 115 criminal arrests that were made. What those numbers mean is that 46% of criminal arrests have significantly decreased here in this community. After consulting with members of the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, it was confirmed that our agency, the Trigg County Sheriff's Office, has generated the highest felony caseload when presented to the Trigg County Grand Jury. Alongside that, our community has seen no capital offenses since the year of 2021. Although serious offenses are unpredictable, I believe officer presence can be a contributing factor to first step of crime prevention. Thanks to our fiscal court members and judge executive, we have been able to implement more staffing to better assist with law enforcement coverage and a presence right here in our community. Public safety will always be my priority one for me as your sheriff. But know that we also take time with our youth and our senior community members here. The youth is our future, and it is important that our agency maintains our programs to ensure that we give every child possible a chance not to be raised by our criminal justice system here. Alongside that, mental health is also a strong focus in our agency, and thanks to our partnership with the surrounding organizations such as Cumberland Hall, ARC, Pennyroyal Mental Health, and even PCIS for our own department staffing to make sure that we are better fit for the office. We have successfully been able to seek treatment for several of these members here in our community who do reach out for help. And I can assure you all deputies, including myself, are currently trained to identify mental health crisis and assess these scenarios appropriately. Overall, this is just the surface of what our agency has done since I've been your sheriff. And as we approach our 2026 election, I will continue to unfold the productivity of our agency, including our administrative success. Overall, our country determines fitness for office through elections. If there was ever any call for me to leave office or be voted out, the next election will afford our community that opportunity to make that choice. But for my interactions and citizens and voters in this community, the support for our office has only grown stronger and larger. I plan to honor that. Yes, sir. I plan to honor the voters who chose me to be their sheriff in the 2022 election, and I look forward to earning their vote in the re-election in 2026. So, thank you for your time.
In general, what do you see as Trick County's biggest need?
In Trick County's biggest need, I believe, in general, we can talk about infrastructure and finances all day long. Overall, if we don't work as a community together, those things will never be accomplished. Overall, this community needs more unity, and I firmly believe that. That's why we try to interact not only through the functions of our office, but we try to be more visible through the way the Senior Citizen Center and just whatever we can to make an impact in this community and let people know we're here to do more than just put them in jail and issue citations. So overall, this community needs more unity because overall, as a nation, it's bled, unfortunately, through our lovely community here in Trick County.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.